Careless People, A Story of Where I Used to Work, written and read by Sarah Wynne Williams. For Tom, I'm sorry I dragged you into all this. And for my grandmother Eileen, who regularly reminds us to live an ordinary life and enjoy the good times. They were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness or whatever it was that kept them together and let other people clean up the mess they had made. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby.
Forward to the paperback edition by Naomi Alderman. When I wrote my novel The Future a few years ago, interviewers asked me coyly whether the main protagonists, fictional technology billionaires, were based on real people. In the novel, the technology billionaires ended up tricked into leaving the world, going to live in survival bunkers, even though the world hadn't ended. And in the novel, it turns out that we're all better off without them. Of course, when asked if the novel is based on real people, I said, no, I don't have access to those real people and no special knowledge about them. And it's definitely not referencing anyone in particular because I don't want to get sued. We all laughed. But not too heartily, because it's not really that funny. Legal action is, of course, the great modern weapon that those with money can wield against those without. It is a way to tangle people up, to force them to spend themselves out, take up their time, their energy, their thoughts, their emotional lives. Even if there's no hope that the case will be won, for the wealthy, it is easy to employ lawyers and keep them pushing on any point of law to make sure the case goes on and on. The simple act of initiating a court case can be so frightening that no one dares speak out for fear of what it will do to their lives. It is a kind of censorship, without the bother of having to frame laws and get politicians to champion and vote for them. This is exactly what's happened with careless people. On publication, Meta obtained a ruling in US arbitration to silence its author, Sarah Wynne Williams, relying on a contractual non-disparagement clause. The ruling stopped her from promoting the book, although one might feel that the so-called Streisand effect has done its work. That's the effect where attempts to suppress discussion of something just make more people turn and look. Jaw-droppingly, the ruling also prevents Sarah Wynne Williams from saying anything negative about Meta, formerly Facebook, even in private to her family, according to her lawyer Ravi Naik. In September 2025, Louise Haig, the British politician, testified in Parliament that Wynne Williams faced a fine of $50,000 every time she breached the gag order. It seems to me that if we want to live in a just world, we need to limit the amount of money that anyone can spend on a court case, or we need to make freedom of speech cases publicly funded, because limitations to freedom of speech damage all of us. It's important for published work to be accurate. It's also important that the wealthy and powerful are not able to intimidate and punish whistleblowers into silence. But we're not doing much to prevent the latter. So here I am, writing and reading this introduction very, very carefully. By the time you read or listen to it, it will have been gone over by a number of lawyers. I think it's very important to acknowledge that. You're clever. You can understand why this introduction is written in the way that it is. What Sarah Wynne Williams has done by publishing her recollections of her time at Meta and her personal relationships with very senior staff there is extraordinarily brave. The book is also very entertaining and gripping. It starts with a near-fatal shark attack, for goodness sake. And one might argue it only gets scarier from there. There are so many things technology billionaires have done now that are common knowledge, public domain, that I really wish I had been imaginative enough to put into the future. Who would have imagined before it happened that Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk would challenge each other to a cage fight? Who would have imagined that Jeff Bezos would host a massively ostentatious wedding that would have the whole of Venice protesting against him? That so many technology billionaires would be building survival bunkers?